with a song in my heart, the story of men and their music, of composers who really had a song in their heart. That song, Maxime's, was one of the many hits from the most successful musical comedy ever written, the beloved Merry Widow, which was composed by Franz Lehár, who was born in Komárom, Hungary, on April the 30th, 1870. Incidentally, I'll qualify my statement that the Merry Widow was, and is, the most successful of all operettas. In fact, on the one night, some 30-odd years ago, the Widow was playing in 400 theaters simultaneously. What's more, it's still going strong and is constantly revived throughout the world. Which naturally brings us back to its composer, Lehár. Franz was a born musician and after study at the Academy of Music at Prague, became a bandmaster at the age of 20 in gay Vienna. And Vienna was really gay in those days.
Your band plays the music of Strauss divinely.
Oh, thanks for the compliment, Otto.
No, it's not a compliment, Franz. It is a fact. Even the great Johann himself could not play it so good. Here, join me in a stein of good Pilsner.
Thanks, my friend. Believe me, it is welcome. I am indeed very dry.
Then we will drink together. So?
So.
Prost.
Prost.
Now, Franz, I have a request to make.
Oh, it is yours for the asking, Otto.
Oh, good, good. Then I want you to play for us one of your own compositions. Please, play me that new waltz you wrote. Oh,
but, Otto, I only rehearsed it for the first time today. I hardly know whether it's good enough.
Well, play it. We will soon see. Who knows, Franz? Someday in the future, you may become as famous as Johann Strauss.
Oh, no, no. That could never be, Otto. But for you, I will play my new waltz.
And that lovely melody was at a later date put to good use in one of his many musical comedies. Although Franz wrote three successful operettas on the continent, the English-speaking stage was not to hear his music until the successful Die Lustige Witwe was translated into English. This was the production we were to know and to love as The Merry Widow. England's greatest producer, George Edwards, decided to stage the show in London and chose beautiful, slim Lily Elsie for the title role. For the last week of rehearsals, Lehár paid his first visit to London to supervise his music for that eventful opening night. Arriving at the theater one morning with George Edwards, the cast was rehearsing on stage with American light comedian Joseph Coyne playing Danilo and Lily Elsie, the widow. The male members of the cast were doing his song, Women.
You may study her ways as you can, but a woman's too much for a man. It is deeper than diving for pearls. Courting girls, 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 girls. With her fair flaxen hair, eyes of blue, she's a long way to knowing for you. She is dark or she's fair, she may smile or may frown, never mind, you will get done brown.
You may study her ways as you can, but a woman's too much for a man. It is deeper than diving for pearls, courting girls, 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 girls.
With her fair flaxen hair, eyes of blue, she's a long way to knowing for you.
Ah, mein Herr Edwards, that was good. Very good.
I'm glad you liked it. I think I've gathered the best cast in England together.
Ah, excellent. Pray tell me, mein Herr, which of the artists on stage plays the part of the widow?
That beautiful, tall, slim girl near the piano, Lily Elsie.
But no. She can never play the widow.
And why not?
Well, she's too thin.
Too thin? Why, she's absolutely beautiful.
No. She's not for the widow. Why, in Vienna, in fact, all over the continent, the women playing the part of the widow are big women. They must be, stout, buxom. No, that girl will never do, never.
But Mr. Lehar, she's the only woman to play the part. And what's more, she sings like a bird.
No matter, she will not play the widow. She's too young, too girlish, too skinny. I will leave, good morning.
But Mr. Lehar, wait a moment, please.
Take it from me. A regular row was caused over Lily Elsie. Lehar couldn't understand how a slim, immature beauty could play the sophisticated part of the widow. But producer George Edwards thought otherwise. And despite Lehar's protestations, saw to it that Lily Elsie played the leading role on the opening night. The rest is history. This girl scored one of the greatest triumphs ever seen on any stage, and is still regarded by old-timers as the greatest widow of them all. And there have been thousands. How London went wild on that exciting night when Lily Elsie sang...
There once was a lily, a witch of the wood. A hunter beheld her, and known that she stood. A spell of her beauty upon him was laid. He loved in London, for
Never in the history of the English stage was there such a meteoric success as that opening night of The Merry Widow. After the show, in Lily Elsie's dressing room...
Well, darlings, I hate to say it, but I simply must change. I've got a supper engagement, and a very important one, too.
All right, Lily, dear, but I must tell you once again, you were absolutely marvelous, divine.
You're simply stunning.
Ravishing is a better word.
Oh, my dear.
The show will run for years, my darling.
Oh, come on, you Romeo. We can all tell Lily again at supper.
Yes. Good night, my dear. Thank you so much. Good night. Well, thank heavens they've gone. They're darlings, really, but at the end of a first night...
Oh, I know, dear. They just become a bit fry. And now, let's get your frock off and...
Oh, who is it? I'm just about to change.
It's me, Miss Elsie, Franz Lehar.
Oh, come right in, Mr. Lehar. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
It's quite all right, my dear. I just wanted to tell you...
Go on, please.
Well, I don't know whether Mr. Edwards told you or not, but...
Do go ahead, please.
I did not think you would be a success in the part.
And now?
You made the finest widow I have ever seen. You were wonderful. Wonderful.
Coming from you, Mr. Lehar, that's the greatest compliment that could ever be paid me.
And Franz Lehar was genuinely sorry for his early judgment of Miss Elsie. He was also big enough to admit that he was wrong. So everybody was happy. From that time onwards, Lehar went from success to success, giving the world some really glorious shows and music. Such a production was The Count of Luxembourg, with its enchanting waltz melody that electrified the world. It wasn't so very long after this that London and New York were to see still another Lehar smash. As usual, preliminary announcements of its forthcoming premiere caused quite a flutter of excitement.
I see they're going to stage another Lehar musical comedy.
Yes, darling. And do you know what?
No, come on. What is it?
You're going to book half a dozen seats for the first night.
Oh, why the first night? Why not wait a bit and see if the critics like it? They're generally a good indication.
My sweet, we are going on the first night. My cousin Archie saw the show in Vienna, and he tells me it's as good, if not better, than The Count of Luxembourg.
Oh. Oh, well, in that case, I'd better put it on my must list. and get those tickets.
Darling, now you're really talking.
And Leha's new production, Gypsy Love, was presented in London and... But need I go on? It proved just another smash. Do you recall the charming theme from that particular show? Production, it's worthwhile recalling that years later, when Lawrence Tibbett was making a talkie in Hollywood...
Well, the layout for the new Tibbett film's pretty riot, except for one thing.
Oh, and what's that, Al?
We gotta find another song for him, a waltz number. Something that'll lift him out of their seats.
What about that song from Lehar's Gypsy Love? I thought you were set on using that.
Yeah, I was, but the lyric doesn't fit the situation. It's almost a comedy lyric. No use for it, Larry.
Well, Al, what about getting a new lyric for it?
Well, that's a swell idea. With a new lyric, that Leha number would be terrific.
The result of this chat was that, in this talkie, the world was introduced to one of Tibbett's greatest successes, The White Dove.
Until I met you, I never knew what life could hold for me. Until I met you, I never dreamed how sweet a song could be. I drifted along my lonely way with never a thought of love. Until I met you, and then I knew you charmed me, my lovely white dove. I loved you then, the spell of a moment dear.
for our finale in this story of Viennese composer Franz Lehár, we've chosen one of his most famous songs, which he wrote for Richard Tauber in his operetta, Land of Smiles. You are my heart's delight. Still another composer's life story has been portrayed in With a Song in My Heart. The artists recreating the incidents and music of Franz Lehár's colorful life were Richard Gaze, Robert Peach, Richard Davies, Mary Disney, Patricia Kennedy, Kathleen Goodall, Eric Mitchelson, Robert Simmons, Eula Parker and her parquets, Horry Dargie and his quartet. Your compere was John Morgan. Orchestra and chorus were under the baton of William Flynn. With a Song in My Heart was produced by Alfred Potter and scripted and directed by Jack O'Hagan.